The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by Overpeck Gas Company, Future X Industries, Jackson Family of Dealerships, the Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, WTHI TV 10, BJ's Electronics, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Beverly Plumbing and Heating, Valley Professionals Community Health Center, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, the employees of International Paper Newport Mill, Ivy Tech Community College, the Turkey Run Inn, Affordable Auto Sales, Charlie Jones and HMSB Insurance, Lover's Lane Antiques, the Wallace Law Office, Ron Construction, the Fountain Trust Company, Edward Jones Greg Harbison, Diverter Funeral Home, Clark Chevrolet, Andrews Heating and Cooling, and the Park County REMC.
But it is a very, very cool atmosphere to see the lights turn off here at South Vermilion. For North Vermilion, they will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They have royal blue uniforms tonight, black numbers, trimmed in yellow. Starting for them, two guards are going to be Chris Ellis, he's a senior, and Trey Naylor, the junior. They will start three forwards tonight, junior Jonathan Kilgore, junior Trevor Eppert, and junior Lane Woolwine. For South Vermilion, starting for them at the guard position is going to be Mason Wiltermuth. Joining him in the backcourt is going to be Bryce McLish. They have two forwards in their starting lineup, junior Brandon Johnson and junior Spencer Lewis, and big man in the middle, center, will be the senior Braden Calvert.
A little bit of a different lineup for South Vermilion tonight. And I think when your starting lineup is not quite as predictable, Stephen, it creates a little more competition in practice and really keeps you on the edge of your toes in terms of preparation, whether you come to practice, whether you come to the ball game. Tip controlled by South Vermilion. Wiltermuth on the dribble. Penetrates to his right. Good defense by Naylor. Nowhere to go. He backs out, resets the offense. Hands the ball off to McClish. He works to the left off a screen from Calber. It's now a little weave. Johnson inside Lewis. Lewis off glass. First basket of the ball game for the Wildcats. Outstanding job in their half-court offense. Token pressure in the backcourt. Broken by the Falcons. Christopher Ellis with the ball in between the circles. Near side to Naylor. At the top of the key, Kilgore. He works to his left. Hand off to Ellis. He continues to the left. Back to Eppert at the top of the key. His shot on the way won't go. Calber on the rebound. Quickly gets the ball to Wiltermuth. Up the floor, McClish. Still on the bounce. Lewis outside a three-point line. Near side now is Johnson with the basketball. One dribble, picks it up. Pass in the post area. Deflected by Naylor. Picked up by Wiltermuth. Mason will slow things up for the Wildcats. He dribbles to his right. McClish goes on the back door. Well defended by Ellis. Post feed Calber. Near side Johnson. Johnson skipped to McClish. McClish for three. Shot won't go. Weak side rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. Kilgore and Calber. It'll be Falcon basketball.
Well, just tremendous patience in the first two possessions already for South Vermilion. They work the basketball side to side, make sure the offense is set up. That's a great shot from Bryce McClish. He'll make that more often than not.
It appears right now Wildcats would like to keep the ball out of the hands of Ellis as much as possible. It's Eppert once again on the dribble into the front court. Near side, Naylor. Near the 10-second line, picks his dribble up. Pass picked off by McClish. 2-on-1 Wildcats. McClish off glass. His shot good. He was able to get into the paint deep enough to get the shot off. Wildcats run out to a 4-0 lead. Pass to Woolwine. Back to Eppert. Man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. Johnson on Kilgore out front. Near side Ellis. Gets by McClish. Good help defense by Lewis. Naylor on the backside. Couple of dribbles. It's now Woolwine wide open outside the three-point line. It's not his shooting range, obviously. He's guarded by Calber. Well, I tell you what, Stephen, if you got Calber on you, you can pull the trigger. At that area, you got a much better chance of scoring than you do attacking in the paint. Eppert now on the drive. His shot off glass is good. Good runner by Trevor. For the Falcon, first 2 points of the ball game. It's now 4-2 South Vermilion. We're down to 5:20 in our opening quarter.
That's a tough shot, but shows a lot of touch. Going left, coming back with his right hand off the glass.
Calber in the post with the left hand off glass. His shot good. Outstanding start offensively for the Wildcats. Effort in the front court to Woolwine. He stands outside the three-point line. Nobody within about 10 feet of him. He now steps inside, pulls the trigger on the 15-foot jumper. It won't go. Rebound Lewis. He'll dribble out of pressure. Finds McClish. Bryce will slow things up. Walk it into the front court. Picked up by Ellis. Far side Wildermuth. Little pick and roll with he and Lewis. Well defended by the Falcons. Wildermuth works back to his right. Johnson open on the baseline. His jumper won't go. Ball poked loose by Calber. Picked up. Puts it on the floor. One dribble. Left-handed shot won't go. Good block out by the Falcons. They come up with the rebound. They trail 6-2. 4:15 to go in our opening quarter. Ellis at the key area. Puts it on the floor. Good recovery by McClish. Ellis had a step. Kilgore in between the circles. Calls for Ellis to come get the basketball. On the high post is Trevor Eppert. Once again guarded by Lewis. Goes behind his back. Step back. Can't get the shot off. Ball far side now. It's Ellis. Back to Eppert at the free throw line. Woolwine from 15. His shot short. It's going to be last touched by Ellis.
Here early on in the ball game, Jim, North Vermillion offense does not look very comfortable. You know that they want to get the ball inside so badly, but you just can't do it with Braden. Right now, I think it's more a tribute to South Vermillion's defense more than North Vermillion not really sure what to do on offense.
Gilman into lineup for the Wildcats. And yeah, I think if you can find a situation, pass poked away by Gilman. He gets the loose ball, skip pass McClish. His three on the way. It's short. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson in paint. Tries to post feed to Calber. Picked off by the Falcons. Naylor's pass is poked out of bounds. It'll remain Falcon basketball. Yeah, if you could find a matchup, somebody on Calber who can shoot a 17-foot jumper, you're going to get a lot of open looks. Ball comes into Naylor, out front. Kilgore works to his left. Pass picked off by McClish. Once again, two on one. Johnson in paint. Drop off pass to McClish. Foul on the floor, I believe, will be on Kilgore. Or maybe they'll say ball was just knocked out of bounds. It'll be Woodard and Karen into the Falcon lineup. 6-2, 3 minutes to go. In quarter number one, Lewis at the top of the key. Near side, McClish. McClish guarded by Kilgore. Dribbles back to his right. Directing traffic, still on the dribble. Picks it up. Good ball movement by the Wildcats. Johnson near side to Gilman. Back to Johnson. Ball fake. Post feed to Calber. Calber on the baseline. Goes weak side Lewis. Lewis off glass. Good. Spencer has two buckets in her opening quarter. And pass in the backcourt. Picked off by McClish. Crossover dribble. And foul on the floor will come on Eppert. Spencer Lewis off to good start. Steven, a young man that didn't get a lot of minutes early in the season. Last time we saw the Wildcats, he got a start and had a nice ball game. He's picked up where he's left off.
Well, really credit North Vermillion defensively. They're making Calber catch the ball out on the perimeter a little bit farther than he wants to, about 15 feet away from the bucket. But that time he faced up, one dribble to the baseline, found Lewis on the opposite side. Good catch and finish.
Jacob Hanley, Connor Van Lannen into the Wildcat lineup. Wildermuth returns as well. He brings the ball into Hanley. Hanley to Calber. Calber shot off the mark. Well, Steven, there's a young man that we have not seen all year that was a big part of North Vermillion last year, Zion Taylor. Our understanding was he would not be available this year. Shot by Kilgore is blocked, picked up by Gilman. On the dribble, near side, Wildermuth, baseline Lewis. They go post to Calber, puts it on the floor, works to his left. Foul on the floor will be on the Falcons. It will be their second. Comes on Taylor. So you're talking about a big pickup, Steven. It's like getting a Christmas present in February. We assume it's Taylor's first game of the year. Calber on the drive to the basket is fouled. He'll get a pair of free throws. Foul is on Eppert. That will be his first, third on the team. Calber at the free throw line for two. We'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. WTHI TV 10, supporting high school sports in our local communities. HSMB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle and Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. We appreciate your sponsorship of high school athletics on 104.9 at WAXI. You'll have to help me, Stephen. I was reading. It appears that Calber connected on the first free throw.
He did.
Second on the way is also good. It's his fourth point of the ball game. So a lot of production inside right now for the Wildcats. Lewis and Calber with four each. They have eight of the 10 for South Vermillion. 1:43 to go in our opening quarter. Lead up to eight, 10-2. Taylor with the basketball for the Falcons between his leg near side Woodard. Top of the key, Kilgore uses a screen by Woolwine to his left. Woodard backside to Kilgore. Pangolius into the Wildcat lineup. Woolwine with the basketball, works back to his left. Kilgore steps out on the floor, looks for Taylor to come get the ball. Taylor guarded by Wiltermute in the key area. Pass outside Kilgore. Almost picked off by Pangolius. It's now Karen in between the circles to his left. Shot off glass, won't go. Foul, I believe it'll come on the floor. Now they'll say it was on the shot. That will send Karen to the free throw line. Well, Stephen, he indicated that, maybe I did not understand. He showed two and showed that he was hit on the arm.
I think he meant foul was on number two.
Okay.
But was a little bit confusing on the signals.
Well, there is no number two on the floor. Wiltermude was the defender, I thought. Shot by Woodard. Good weak side rotation by Matthew Pangolius. He ties up Woodard. Jump ball will give the possession to the Wildcats.
So they did call that foul on Bryce Gilman, who is number two.
Number 22. Oh, Gilman.
Yes.
Okay, well, he must have rotated out of the lineup then, and I missed that substitution. Wildcat basketball, Lewis to his left, McClish for three. Another shot short, long rebound on the weak side, Kilgore up the floor to Woolwine. It's going to be a foul on the sideline, a good foul. Jacob Hanley picks up his first, and quite honestly, if he does not pick that foul up, Steven, it's probably a layup. Woolwine finds the pass on the backside underneath the basket. Falcons forced to reset the offense. Taylor on the drive, off glass. Shot comes up short. He's going to get two this time.
Looks like that one will be called on Spencer Lewis. Just his first. It will be the third on the team.
As Taylor goes to the free throw line for two, I'd like to thank Del Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North Knight Street in Clinton, and Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Taylor off the mark on the first one. He'll get the second from the charity stripe. Puts the ball on the floor. It's on the way. Second free throw good. Our score 10-3 inside of 20 seconds. Wildcats will get the last shot of the opening quarter. Wiltermute on the dribble to his left. Goes baseline Hanley. And I can't see, Steven, so you'll have to help me.
That was deflected out of bounds. Great effort by Gage Woodard. So he dives on the floor to try to save it. It will stay with South Vermillion basketball.
Hanley will inbound in front of the Falcon bench. Comes to Calber. Calber to McClish. Clock down to three. McClish, the shot's going to come up short. Rebound, Woolwine. His three-quarter court shot is also short. We played one. 10-3 Wildcats. Stay tuned for second quarter action on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Baldor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School, home of the Wildcats. They lead 10-3 after one. We await the return of the lineups to the floor. Looks like it will be Wiltermood, Calbert, Pangolius, McClish, and Handley to start this quarter for the Wildcats. For the Falcons, it will be Ellis, Eppert, Naylor, Karen, and Woodard. Ellis, the leading scorer for the Falcon Ball Club, Stephen. I don't believe he got a shot in the first quarter. Well defended by the Wildcats. Pretty obvious that he is the focus defensively of what they want to take away from the Falcons. It'll be North Vermillion basketball. Ellis will inbound. Pressure by the Wildcats is going to be up to the 10-second line. Ball comes into Woodard. Woodard hands off to Ellis. It's now Naylor with the basketball in between his legs, up the right side. Nowhere to go. To Woodard at the top of the key. And as he tries to go a little high-low, it's Calber, who's about 5 feet away, Stephen, jumps in the air, deflects the ball, picked off by the Wildcat. Top of the key, McClish, ball fake, puts it on the floor, drop off pass inside. Calber with the flush. And the biggest lead of the ball game, it's 9 for the Wildcats, 12-3. And a lot of credit to McClish, drew the defense. Little scoop pass on the backside. Calber find himself wide open at 6'10", an easy dunk in that situation. Naylor penetrates, kicks to Woodard. Woodard shot on the way, off the heel of the rim, long rebound, still loose. Finally picked up by Eppert. Still has the dribble going to Woodard outside the three-point line on the far baseline. Ellis with the ball, works to his right, out front to Eppert. Back to Ellis. They try to run a little two-man game between he and Eppert. Well defended by the Wildcats. Naylor shot off the mark. Rebound Calbert. Calbert to Wildermood. Our score is 12-3. McClish, another ball fake. Gets the defense in the air. Kicks to Pangolius. Open for three. Shot won't go. Ball loose. And not sure. They're going to say jump ball. Three players on the floor. It will be Wildcat basketball, Lewis and Johnson. Return to the Wildcat lineup. It'll be McClish on the inbound. Lob inside, Calber. Calber with the right hand, uses the backside of the basket. Lead is now in double digits at 11-14-3. Offense hard to come by for the Falcons. Just 3 points through 10 minutes of play. And double dribble on Eppert. Initially, he wanted to go to Naylor, well defended. As the defender got up in the passing lane, Coach Burning is going to make wholesale substitutions. It'll be Woolwine, Taylor, and Kilgore will be the third substitution. Wiltermuth on the dribble to his right. Takes a look in the post to Lewis. Can't get him the ball. It's now Johnson. Penetrates. Kick to McQuish. Well defended by Naylor. McQuish will put it on the floor. Come near side. Calber outside the three-point line. Lewis at the top of the key. Back to Calber. Johnson in the post. Calber puts it on the floor. Spin dribble. Drop off Johnson. Johnson's jumper good. Just a two-pointer. I believe he had a foot on the line, but the lead at 13, 16-3.
Well, Calber proven he can do more than just catch the ball on the post and put it off the glass. That time, penetrates, spin dribble, kicks it back out, and Brandon Johnson knocks down the open jumper.
Post feed to Woolwine, back to Karen. Karen for three, shot won't go. Calber with another rebound. He just plays at another level, Stephen. We just, you don't see too many players like him, no matter, you know, what class of basketball you're talking about, but especially in the Wabash River Conference. If we get somebody at 6'5 or 6'6, that's a big young man. But Calber dominating. He's getting every rebound that's in his area right now. Another turnover for the Falcons. McClish, a shot won't go. Taylor with the basketball. 2-on-1 Falcons. Drops it off to Woolwine. Woolwine back to Taylor. He's going to be fouled by McClish. And that will be the second on Bryce.
Jim, I think that play right there is a perfect example of what Braden Calber causes you to do. That's a 2-on-1. You practice that every single day. It should be a quick pass across the lane for a layup, but everybody is hesitant right now to shoot it that close with Braden Calber in the area.
It'll be Van Lannen replacing McClish. Falcon basketball. Taylor on the dribble to his left. Off glass, won't go. Ball loose, picked up by Lewis. Lewis to Wildermuth. Wildcats work up the right side. Van Lannen back to Wildermuth. He slows things up, goes back to the right to Van Lannen. Little high-low. Calber on the drive, drop-off pass. Johnson off glass, good right now. Good ball movement by the Wildcats. Coach Burning with the timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 18-3 South Vermillion, 4:06 to go in quarter two on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Layton's Refrigeration supports our local high school athletes. Call 765-832-2561 for information about special financing or rebates up to $1,000 that are available on qualifying products. See your participating independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer or visit AmericanStandardAir.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval. See store for details. Offer expires December 31st, 2017. Call Layton's Refrigeration at 765-832-2561.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High. It's going to be North Vermillion basketball. I'd like to thank Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, the Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and the Clinton, and Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Falcons on the move up the right side. It's Taylor with penetration, shut off by Wildermuth. He'll reset back to his left, still on the dribble, finds Naylor on the baseline, rips the ball through. Kicks backside to Woolwine. Gets the ball back. It's now Woodard for three. His shot on the way. It's good. So a good response out of the timeout for the Falcons as they double their point total. Lead now at 12 for South Vermillion, 18-6. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in quarter number two. Johnson with the basketball. A lot of contact out front. Foul comes on Woolwine. That'll be the fourth on the Falcons in the first half. On Lane, just his first of the ball game. That'll be Wiltermuth at the 10-second line to bring it inbounds. He'll put it up in the air for Calber. Cowboy picks his dribble up. Wildermuth, a little two-on-one on the backside. Lewis. Lewis to Wildermuth. Wildermuth to Johnson. Johnson with his third field goal of the first half. You'll have to help me, Steven. He may be the leading scorer for the Wildcats.
Nope. Calber has eight.
Calber with eight. Good support from Johnson. Six here in the first half. Lead back to 14-26. For South Vermillion. Taylor to his left. Naylor for three. His shot on the way. It's short. Good job of hustling for the rebound. Van Lannen going to be called for the foul. That will be the fifth on the Wildcats. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish authorized retailer in Rockville. The employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermillion County High School Sports. Clish will re-enter the lineup with two fouls. He'll replace Lewis. We'll wind with the basketball. Out front to Naylor. Naylor finds Taylor. Backside, Karen. Karen in the post to Woolwine. Naylor penetrates. Kicks to Karen. Karen shut off at the free throw line by Johnson. It's now Taylor with the basketball. He works in the paint. Kicks to Karen. Karen's three on the way. It's good. So a couple of good possessions by the Falcons. Result in a pair of three-point field goals. Leads at 11-29. Ball poked out of bounds by Naylor. It'll stay Wildcat basketball. We'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Future X Industries in Bloomingdale. Lover's Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville. And the Walsh Law Office in Covington and at Clinton. Calber on the baseline. Finds McClish. McClish in paint. Kind of pivots. Gets in. In between a couple of players, can't convert the easy shot. Foul on the floor on Van Lannen. That will be number two for him, sixth on the Wildcats. It'll be Karen. Inbounding the ball for the Falcons. Matthew Pangolius returns to the lineup. He'll replace Van Lannen for Coach Neville. Karen to Naylor. Naylor out front. His pass picked off by Wildermuth. Wildermuth runs into the official. And it's going to be Falcon basketball. Ran into some tough luck there, Stephen. Good defense by Mason. Official unable to get out of the way. Forced Wildermuth to go out of bounds. Taylor to Naylor. Naylor drives baseline. Pass in the paint. A little bit too low to Woolwine. Bounces off his shin. And Pangolius picks up the loose ball. He's fouled from behind by Woolwine. That'll be his second. Kilgore returns to the lineup for North Vermillion. Invite you to stay tuned to our halftime show. Sponsored by Clark Chevrolet and DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Pressure in the backcourt by the Falcons. Appears it's going to be a half-court trap. The trap does come. Wildermuth in the front court to Pangolius. McClish back to Pangolius. Johnson comes and gets the basketball. Penetrate. Shut off by Woodard. Johnson to McClish. It's now Wildermuth coming to get the basketball. Clock under a minute in quarter two. In between circles, Pangolius. Johnson's pass on the post. We'll say, I thought it was deflected. They're going to say it wasn't deflected. Good idea. You got to get a little bit better angle, Steven. A dribble down to the wing area would have created a better angle to enter the ball to Calber. So Falcons with an opportunity to cut this lead under double digits. Clock down to 40. Naylor with the basketball in a near wing. In between the circles to Kilgore. Dribbles to his left, guarded by Pangolius. Attacks Calber, decides to kick. Woodard open for three. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Calber on the rebound. Wildermuth on the move up the right side. Pulls up, finds McClish at the top of the key. He gets inside the defense. He's fouled. It'll be on the floor at 18.1. foul on Naylor. That will be his first. So both teams with six. Not many free throws here in the first half. Not sure what happened. As the ball passed to an area that there wasn't anybody there. Falcon basketball. Clock down to eight. Naylor in between the circles. He dribbles to his right. Still on the move. And they'll say last touched by South Vermillion. I think Wildcats forced Darren McClish didn't pick up number three, Stephen. A lot of contact. No call made. 1.4. Falcons will have the basketball under their basket. So as the pass comes in, it needs to be a quick shot. Backside, Kilgore. Kilgore gets the shot off. It won't go. We play two. Wildcats with an 11-point lead at home, 20-9. Stay tuned for Park Chevrolet, the Verner Funeral Home Halftime Show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert. And I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermillion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes. From the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School and our Clark Chevrolet Verner Funeral Home Halftime Show. Our score 20-9. Not sure what we've got, Stephen. I know we had a cheer clinic. Some performances take place at halftime of the junior varsity game. This may be an extension of that program, but look forward to that halftime entertainment. But an 11-point lead for South Vermillion, as we suspected, not a lot of offense, just 20-9, 29 total points. We said that the first team to the mid-50s. Most likely would be the winning ball club, but it might be the mid-40s that might be the difference maker. Right now, defense really dominating for both teams. Despite the fact you're down 20-9, you have to be very pleased if you're North Vermillion defensively. You've given up just 20 points, but Falcons really struggling with the length of Braden Calber, and if it's not him directly affecting he has a secondary effect on almost everything that happens offensively.
Yeah, it's definitely been an offense that we've seen struggle. They really feel, stagnant at this point. We've seen the ball stop quite a bit, but second part of that second quarter, we really saw a change. They began to penetrate. Zion Taylor created a whole lot getting into the paint, and then they were able to kick it out, and Gage Woodard knocked down a few three-point shots. So that's definitely helped the offense. I think if you're going to be successful against South Vermillion, you've got to get their defense in scramble mode, because right now all they're doing is pressuring the basketball and just relying on Braden Calvert to wait in the paint and block any shots that come in there. So I like what we saw North Vermillion go to. They called the timeout. They came out, and they looked a whole lot better after that timeout was called, getting the ball to move, and just made the offense look a whole lot more crisp.
Well, I think you've got to put a team on the floor that can shoot the basketball. And if you can have Trevor Eppert, I think, Stephen, as your man in the middle that's being defended by Calber. And we know Trevor can step out on the floor, and he can knock down that three-point shot. Right now, Calber, backing off 7, 8, 10 feet on the player that he's defending. And the Falcons have not taken advantage of that in the first half, but that might be something that they go to here in the second half. And I think the second thing is they're going to need to create a little bit more tempo offensively, maybe try to get it out, run South Vermont up and down the floor a little bit, take advantage of some of their quicker players and try to create some offense in transitioning from defense to offense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's something that you got to try at this point. You know, you're down 11 points. You've only scored 9 points and a half. You do that again, and, I mean, even if South Vermillion doesn't score, you're still going to lose the ball game. So you have to pick up the tempo. You really want to make sure that you do kind of force the issue here a little bit and see if you can't get something created off of that. So I certainly think that that's a discussion they're having in the locker room right now. And, you know, you always look when you have a big player like that that's protecting the rim. You got to try to get him away from the basket as much as you can. Maybe try a little pick-and-roll offense. Just to see if you can't get that mismatch by switching him off onto a smaller player and leaving a big on maybe one of South Vermillion's guards. But it's a tough puzzle to figure out, that's for sure.
Well, for the most part, we've seen South Vermillion, from an offensive perspective, been a little bit more of a perimeter team, a good shooting ball club. But tonight it's been pounding the ball in the paint, and they've done it in a variety of ways. They've used Braden Calber. They've used him in the post, but they've also had him step out on the floor and try to isolate some other players in the paint. They've also done a nice job of the guards recognizing that, you know what, the shot may not be dropping tonight, so let's put it on the floor, try to penetrate, get inside of that defense, force one of the bottom defenders for North Vermillion to have to step up the lane, which would open up either block and deep in that free throw area, and that's how they've accumulated the 20 points that they have here in the first half. Well, definitely something going on, Stephen, as we have a host of young would-be cheerleaders out on the floor. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break on our Diverter Funeral Home Clark Chevrolet halftime show. As I assume that it's going to be a little bit extended. Clock is inside of 4 minutes, and these young ladies just coming to the floor. It'll be a while before the basketball teams get back out, so we'll go ahead and take a 90-second break and be right back here at South Vermillion High School in our halftime show on True Oldies 104.9 WXI.
Here when you need them, Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
At Overpet Gas, we have a team of technicians waiting to serve you. We service, sell, and install a variety of LP gas appliances. Take advantage of current rebates. Call our office and schedule a free estimate. Same day, next day service at no extra charge. Visit our showroom in Covington for a wide variety of LP gas appliances. Call 597-2201 or 793-2501.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Welcome back to South for me. Clock stuck on 3 minutes, Stephen. We're on hold waiting the arrival of, I guess, the completion of this cheer clinic performance. And then the teams will get back out for about a three-minute period of warm-up. 20-9 at halftime. South Vermillion leads the Battle of Vermillion Counties. This is also Wabash River Conference matchup. And for Taft remains, Stephen, I think an important game in conference play. They need to stay within range of Covington and Seager. I'm not sure that anybody's going to knock off Covington. Just an outstanding ball club. We've had the pleasure of covering a couple of times this year, but to hold out hope and to give yourself a chance, you cannot afford more than one loss in conference play. Well, let's take a look at statistics from the first half.
All right. It is a 20-9 lead for South Vermillion here at halftime. It was 10-3 at the end of the first quarter. South Vermillion tallies 10 more points in the second quarter. North Vermillion doubles up their first quarter performance with 6 in the second quarter, giving us the 20-9 score we do have here at the half. For North Vermillion, leading scorers at this point are Kurt Karen and Gage Woodard. Each of them have 3 points. Kurt Karen is 1 of 2 from the field. Gage Woodard, 1 of 3. And so both of their shots do come behind the 3-point line. Trevor Eppert scored early. He chipped in 2 points, the runner off the glass. He's 1 of 2 from the field. And then Zion Taylor has a free throw. He's 1 of 2. Those are the only 2 free throws that were attempted by South Vermillion in that first half, by North Vermillion in that first half. Not a lot of scoring in general, but really not a whole lot of shot attempts either. They were 1 for 4 for 14% from 2-point range. They were 2 for 7, that's 29% behind the 3-point line, and then, as I said, 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line, stat line for the Falcons. For South Vermillion, their leading scorer is Braden Calber. He has 8 points. He's 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, so he's only attempted 2 free throws. That's all South Vermillion has attempted as a team as well. Not a lot of free throws shot here in this ball game to this point. 6 points for Brandon Johnson. All 6 of those have been about 15-foot jumpers. Nice assist from his teammates setting him up, and he's done the rest. All of his shots have been pure. I don't think he's hit rim yet tonight. Overall in the night, though, he is 3 of 4 shooting for 75% from the field. Spencer Lewis has 4 points. He's been 2 of 2, so he's perfect from the field at this point. And then Bryce McLish has 2 points. Definitely been a struggle for him offensively. He's just 1 of 8 right now, but he's got some open looks, and certainly would assume that if those shots are available in the second half as well, he'll begin to knock those down. As a team, South Vermillion is 9 of 15. That's 60%. They're 0 of 5, so haven't converted behind the 3-point line, and then they are 2 of 2 for 100%. From a free throw line, South Vermillion turned the ball just 4 times in that first half, and North Vermillion finished with 7.
Thank you, Stephen. I guess bad news is not much offense in the first half if you're North Vermillion. Good news is you're just down 11, and a little run here can get you back in the ball game real quick. We often talk about how important the first 4 minutes are of the second half. Let's take a look at upcoming schedules for these two ball clubs. North Vermillion will be back in action February the 6th. They will be on the road at Northview. And then next Friday night, they will be a host against Rivendell Park in a WRC matchup. That will be one of our games of the week next week. Stephen and I will bring you that broadcast. That will come Friday night. For South Vermillion, after tonight, they'll play on Saturday. It's an afternoon ball game, and that will be at the CRC downtown, the old high school gym, as the Wildcats will entertain North Putnam in a 2:30 tip-off. And then a week from Saturday, they will entertain Rockville in a Wabash River Conference game. And that is also a game, Stephen, that you and I have on our schedule. However, I hope that we're unable to make it. Hope that we're covering regional play. If we're covering regional play, that means the Lady Rocks, the Lady Warriors, or the Lady Wildcats are playing in regional action next Saturday. But we're going to go ahead and wrap up our Park Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime. Shall we come back? We'll be set for second half action from South Vermillion on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
For heating, plumbing, or a cooling need, the name you can trust is Beverly. Family-owned value is the name of the game. Call Beverly.
Beverly.
That's our name. Call 765-832-7654. It's what to do. It's not our first name, it's our last, but it's the last name you'll need for service fast. Quality service is our claim to fame. Call Beverly.
Beverly.
That's our name.
The Narrows Restaurant Buffet at Turkey Run Inn is ready for you this weekend.
With specials each night of the weekend, the Narrows Restaurant carries a large variety of tasty sides and an extensive salad for each of the buffet nights. The Narrows Restaurant, located in the Turkey Run Inn in Turkey Run State Park, is open Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and Sunday hours 11:30 to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out the banquet halls and indoor pools while you're booking your night stay. Turkey Run Inn wishes the best of luck to all of the area high school athletes.
Welcome back to South Vermillion. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Boys basketball tonight. Folks, tomorrow night it'll be round two of sectional 53 from North Vermillion. We'll bring you game one, Rockville and Turkey Run. Commissioner's Port will come on air at 5:35. Our Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show will start at approximately 5:40. North Vermillion basketball to begin this half. Eppert, Kilgore, Naylor, Woolwine, and Ellis. Ellis gets his first shot of the ball game. It's a three-point attempt out front. It won't go. Ball saved inbounds by McClish to Wildermuth. Wildermuth, McClish, Lewis, Calber, and Johnson. Both teams start second half play with the five they begin the ball game with. Lewis on the back wing to Calber in post. His shot comes up short. He gets the rebound. Follows it up with another shot. He's fouled and will head to the free throw line.
Well, did a great job of establishing himself above the block that time. Good entry pass. Defense is a little late rotating over.
Steven, you did everything right there. Unfortunately, he's just so big and he's so long that he's able to come up with a second chance opportunity at the free throw line. First one on the way is good. He's been solid at the free throw line tonight. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, WTHI, TV10, supporting high school sports, and our local communities, HSMB Insurance, with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle, and Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. Braden good on the second free throw as well. Lead at 13, 22-9, first 2 points of the second half. Ellis on the far wing with the basketball out front to Woolwine, back to Ellis. On the baseline, Kilgore. Eppert at the top of the key. He's guarded by Lewis. One dribble goes to his right. It's now Naylor out front. Near side now, Ellis. Pass on the backside to Kilgore between his leg. Picks the dribble up. Drop off pass to Naylor. Naylor to Eppert. Eppert right now. The Falcons just continue to work the ball on the perimeter. Unable to get inside this South Vermillion defense. They'll back it out, reset the offense. Naylor in between the circles. Ellis comes to get the basketball. Crossover dribble to his left. He gets a high ball screen by Woolwine. Ellis kicked to Naylor. Naylor on the floor in paint. Kicks outside. Eppert for three. His shot won't go. Weak side rebound, Ellis. To Eppert on the baseline. Guarded by Lewis. Backs him in. Turnaround off glass is good. Good move by Eppert to get the bucket. Lead at 11, 22-11. Wildcats have doubled up the Falcons in this one. A little over 2 minutes gone by in this quarter. McClish to Johnson, near side Wildermuth. Baseline Lewis, skip pass backside McClish, works to his left, gets inside the defense, puts a shot up, it won't go. He's off a little bit, Steven. He's a double-digit scorer on average, but struggling with the shot tonight. Woolwine outside the three-point line. You mentioned it. Calber willing just to stay back off of him. He drops back in the paint. It's now Naylor outside the three-point line. Top of the key, Ellis. Shot fake. Good defense by McClish. Kilgore penetrates to the elbow. Backside Eppert. Eppert's shot long again. Loose ball picked up by McClish. Wildcats with a 3-on-2. Baseline Johnson's jumper on the way. Won't go. Lewis on the weak side with the rebound. Foul on the floor will be on Kilgore. On Kilgore, his second on the Falcons. In the third quarter, lob inside Calber. Calber with the right hand. Got to be a little bit stronger inside. Got bumped. Got him off balance. Eppert to the paint. I believe by the reaction, they're going to say a charge. It is on Trevor. That'll be the third on the Falcons. Third on Eppert.
Yeah, we didn't get to see much of Eppert in that second quarter, and that comes down to those two fouls that he did have. We didn't really talk about it much at the time, but, I mean, that's certainly significant. That's a great play by Spencer Lewis anticipating the Euro step from Eppert coming down the lane, and he was set. I think that's a good call.
I thank Dale Warnick, Chevrolet in Rockville, Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County RMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. We appreciate your sponsorship and support of our local high schools. South Vermillion basketball, once we can get back to play, 4:40 on the clock, 22-11, Wildcats with the lead. Scott DeMoss says we're ready, puts the ball in play. Wildermuth from Lewis. Falcons extend pressure into the backcourt. Taylor on the point, up the floor to Johnson. One dribble, picks it up, hands off to Wildermuth. He works to his left. Pretty good defense by the Falcons. Coach Neville realizes they're in trouble. He uses the timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. You're listening to high school basketball on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
Did you know that by 2025, 60% of Indiana's workforce will need to have a post-secondary credential in order to supply future workforce demands? Make sure you are ready. Enroll at Ivy Tech Community College to earn skills to compete in the business and industry markets of today and tomorrow. Whatever your goal, Ivy Tech can give you a smarter start. Advisors are on hand to help you get started. Learn more at ivytech.edu or call 888-IVY-LINE.
The employees of International.
Welcome back to South Vermillion. I caught a little discussion about our Stevens' wishes for the hospitality room tomorrow night at North Vermillion. Always an outstanding host, and we do look forward to that between our before our broadcast. Back to live action, South Vermillion. Loses the basketball. North Vermillion in transition. There is a foul on the floor. Van Lannan had just entered the ball game, Stephen. Picks up number three. He's going to return to the bench. That's the first on the Wildcats in the second half. Woodard into the Falcon lineup. Ellis to Naylor. Taylor at the top of the key. Drives. Has a shot blocked. Steven, you've got to pull up. If you're open, you've got to pull up from 10 to 12, take the jumper. You can't close that gap with Braden. He's just too good. Defensively, foul on the floor. On the Wildcats. It comes on McQuish. That will be his third. Kilgore in the lineup. It'll be Gilman replacing McQuish. Says two on the board, but I remember two in the first half. Unless it was a mistake. What do you have him for, Steven?
I have him for two.
Do you? Well, maybe it is just two.
But I've been known to miss a couple.
Not very often. Ellis gets his first basket of the ball game. It's a three-point field goal. Closed a gap to eight, 22-14 South Vermillion. Could this be the run the Falcons are looking for? I know they're definitely looking for Ellis to get involved offensively. They need him to get hot. Backdoor play. Nice defense by Naylor. Naylor comes up with the steal. Up the floor. Ellis open for three. Good ball fake. Gets Calber out of position. Shot well off the mark. Weak side rebound to Woolwine. It's going to be goaltend on Calber. Now, it all started with that ball fake to get Calber out of position, which opened up the paint area to rebound offensively on the weak side. So five straight by the Falcons. It's down to six, 22-16.
Well, and it's a lot of it has come to. They're just creating turnovers at this point. That was a great backdoor play South Vermillion had set up, but even better defense by Naylor to get the steal.
Gilman on the dribble in the backcourt. Walks across the 10-second line between his legs. He's defended by Ellis. Hands the ball off to Wildermuth. It's now McClish. As the Wildcats run a weave, it's now a high pick by Kalber. Crossover dribble on the baseline. Johnson with the basketball. Out front, Wildermuth. He'll reset the weave for the Wildcats. Penetration to his right. Good defense by Naylor once again. They're going to say too much contact out front. Kilgore actually got up into passing lane, Stephen. But they'll say too much contact. On McClish, Kilgore will pick up his second foul. That's the fourth on the team. I understand Coach Burning's plea. Kilgore actually had a step, but contact was made. Ball comes into Johnson. Johnson to Gilman. To his left, pass off the hands of Wildermuth. Right now, Wildcats struggling in their half-court offense. They've been stuck on 22. It's been seven straight by the Falcons. Not too long ago, it was a 13-point lead. It's down to six. Falcons with the basketball. Karen enters the lineup. He'll take the ball out of bounds. And now Taylor will come off the bench. So a lot of work at scores bench tonight, Stephen. They continue, both teams, to utilize their bench. It'll be Taylor with the basketball as he runs the point. Gets a screen from Woolwine. And see right there, Stephen, I think we got to pull up and shoot that jumper at the free throw line. I know you want to get a little deeper, but you got Kalber in there. Woolwine, kick to Ellis. Ellis for three. Rattles in and out. Rebound Kalber. That would have been a big basket for the Falcons. It's now Gilman on the point for the Wildcats. Guarded by Naylor. To his left. And they'll say it was a blocking foul on Trey. On the Falcons will be their fifth. Naylor picks up his second. Kilgore re-enters the lineup. Like thank the Verter Funeral Home in Cayuga, over Pet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Wildcats on the move up the left side, backdoor play, Wildermuth in paint, kicks to McClish, McClish for three, shot won't go, Kilgore does make the contact. He'll get three, and on Kilgore, that is his third. Coach Burning once again unhappy. I think he thought that there was an illegal screen made. Good job of officiating. Just kind of backs off. McClish off the mark on the first one, Stephen. He's really struggled shooting the ball tonight. Characteristically, or typically, he is one of the better shooters in the area. Shot been off tonight. Second free throw on the way, also off the heel of the rim, but he gets the shooter's roll. Comes back, hits the front of the rim, falls forward. Sometimes it can be those free throws that can get you going from the field. Third free throw is nothing but net. So two of three at the line for Bryce. Lead at eight, 24-16, a minute 40 to go in quarter three. Taylor to his right, to Ellis. To Karen, and has his pass picked off by Johnson. Good defense by Brandon. McClish in the middle of the floor, penetrates. Johnson at the elbow. Out front, Wildermuth. Near side now, McClish. Looks to dump it inside to Lewis. Good defense by Woolwine. Bryce will put it on the floor. Take it near the 10-second line, set the offense. Kalber up high is going to be fouled from behind by Taylor. I don't know if they got a quick six up there. I believe that's the seventh, Stephen. So we saw no one-on-one opportunities in the first half. At 103, the Wildcats will go to the line. Braden Kalber, I believe 3 of 4 at the charity stripe tonight. Couple substitutions for the Falcons. Woodard and Eppert return to the lineup. First free throw by Braden comes up short. Trevor on the rebound. He'll bring it up himself. Near wing, it's Ellis with the basketball. Back to Eppert. I still contend, Stephen, if you can get a rotation where you've got Kalber guarding Eppert, may allow you some openings. Woodard to the basket. Shot going to be off the mark. A good look, but once again, Kalber affects the shot as it rolls off the rim. It's going to be Wildcats, an opportunity to hold for one. Clock down to 20. Wildermuth on the far wing. Dribbles to his left. Over penetrates, I think, at 16 seconds. I don't think that's what Coach Neville wants. He'd like to hold for one. Ball's poked away. Has to save it inbounds.
Yeah, it's an aggressive move that you'll take when there's a little less time on the clock, but they're going to be fortunate here. They'll get the basketball back with another chance to take the final shot of the quarter.
Plus, you're having trouble finding somebody. Finally, Lewis Late breaks open with the left hand off glass. Lead back to double digits. It's at 10, 26-16. Falcons will get to the last shot of the quarter. Ellis at the top of the key to Eppert. Down to three. I'm not sure he recognizes how much time's on the floor. Neller forced to put up a tough shot. It won't go. We've played three. A late run by the Wildcats. Lead back to 10, 26-16. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermilion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper Newport Mill.
Get your Super Party savings now at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Armor Meatballs, $1.88 a package. Frito-Lay chips or Tostitos are half price. Lean Ground Chuck, $2.69 a pound. Kraft Cheese, $1.88 for select packages. Party pizzas and pizza rolls are only 77 cents, and there's a whole lot more on sale for the big game and family fun at the Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School. We get set for fourth quarter action. Wildcats with a 10-point lead on their home court, 26-16. It's been a defensive battle. Offense has been hard to come by. Seven straight by the Falcons. Really chipped into that lead, Stephen, but a late run by the Wildcats to close out the quarter. Lead back to double digits. They have the ball to open the quarter. Lewis at the top of the key, near side. McClish puts it on the floor, shut off on the baseline by Ellis, out front to Kalber. One dribble. Not very good spacing out front. Lewis going to be called for the foul. Really happened because he tried to catch a tough pass. Pass was made to him from about 2 feet. It's not much time to react. Quite honestly, not a bad foul. You force the Falcons to take the ball out of bounds. You don't give them any transition opportunity. Ellis with the basketball. And in the front court, four wing to Naylor. Top of the key, it's Woodard. Wide open. Doesn't even look to take the shot. Ellis to Naylor. It's now Kilgore. Crossover dribble. Works to his right. Skip pass backside Ellis. Now Woodard's going to take the three. It comes up short. Ball tapped in by Eppert. And contact up the left side. They'll say ball last touched by North Vermillion. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your disauthorized retailer in Rockville. The employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermilion County High School sports, in Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Wildcat basketball, Wildermuth in the post to Lewis. Turn around hook, it goes. Spencer gets his eighth point.
I was going to say, I thought that was pretty good defense by Woodard, but Lewis does his job. Like you said, a little baby hook over that left shoulder. Pure nothing but net.
Gilgore on the dribble. Top of the key to Woodard. Now Eppert comes and gets the ball at the free throw line. Poked away by Wildermuth. Good hustle by Trevor to come up with the loose ball. Coach Burning's going to use a timeout. We'll see what it is. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 12-point lead at South Vermilion for the Wildcats. 6:24 to go in quarter four on True Oldies, 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager here at Jackson Family in downtown Clinton. Don't double dribble trying to get that big city car deal. Drive down the passing lane to your hometown dealer and help us back your hometown Lady Wildcats. Score big with better prices and better service while you listen to our local girls scratch and claw their way through the basketball section. Go Wildcats. Jackson Family of Dealerships. Visit us at jacksoncars.com.
Winter is just around the corner. Is your heating system ready? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank. All from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
Welcome back to our game of the week, boys basketball tonight on a Thursday. As girls take center stage this week with sectional play. North Vermilion basketball, Karen at the top of the key. Good pressure by Brandon Johnson. Eppert with the basketball. Tries to back Lewis in. Good defense by Spencer. Penetrate, kick by Naylor. Kilgore open for three. His shot good in the corner. 28-19 South Vermilion. Wildermuth pressure in the backcourt by Naylor. Crossover dribble. Clears the timeline up the left side. Picks the dribble up. And pass out front. Picked off by Karen. To the basket. Lays it up and in. So five straight by the Falcons out of the timeout. Lead down to seven. You can't help but to think, Stephen, the Falcons are going to have a run in them. Close this gap. Last time it happened, Wildcats had the answer. But it's going to have to come on the defensive end. Lewis in the post, works left, back to his right. Shot won't go, ball loose, rebound Karen. Karen to Ellis, up the right side. Good retreat on defense by the Wildcats. Out front to Eppert. Puts it on the floor, gets around Lewis. Shot off glass, it goes, but he's called for the charge. Good job defensively by McClish, Stephen. I didn't get a real clear look, but he must have been set up.
Yeah, it's a textbook charge. No argument coming from North Vermilion or the coaching staff at all. They knew he was set exactly where he needed to be, got over on help side.
I guess if there's such a thing as a good foul, that was one. I liked Eppert's effort to get to the basket. The unfortunate thing, that is foul number four on him, and he's a young man that needs to be on the floor. He does come out of the ball game, however, with those four fouls. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Don't think he'll be there long. McClish is close to a five-second call. His pass picked off by Taylor. He's going to foul. That'll be his third. But you got to recognize when you have a teammate in trouble, Steven. Got to come out of your offense, break away, come and get the basketball. It didn't happen that time. Good defense by the Falcons. They have the basketball down 7, 28-21. We still have 4.5 minutes in this one. Karen at the key area. Guarded by Lewis with the left hand. And a good opportunity. Shot won't go. Rebound Wildermuth. Spencer limps himself up the floor. And Coach Neville calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll send it back to studio as well. You listen to High School Basketball from South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
When you're looking for someone to service your vehicle, please keep us in mind. We're Affordable Auto Care in Rockville, and we're easy to find. We're in a red and white building on US 41 on the north end of town. We're your local under-the-vehicle mechanics, and I'd say our guys are some of the best around. We specialize in custom exhaust work, alignments, and all sort of maintenance. Come on over, stop on in at Affordable Auto Care. We'd love to make your acquaintance. Call Affordable Auto Care to schedule an appointment at 569-6911, and when you drop your vehicle off for service, we can text you when it's done. Affordable Auto Care is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV expert.
Welcome back, Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. 4:16 on the clock. A 7-point lead for the Wildcats. They have the basketball, 28-21. McClish to Wiltermood in the backcourt, into the front court, off the dribble. Hands off to McClish. It's Van Lannen into the ball game during the timeout. Crossover dribble by McClish in paint. His jumper comes up short. Rebound, Calver. Basket good. Hoop and harm. He'll head to the free throw line. Right place, right time. He was in no position to rebound, Steven. Ball just fell off the front of the rim, fell straight down in his hands.
Yeah, and with that good position, Kilgore has no other decision but to try to go through the body as he kept that ball high to get the block. And that's just a foul that you're hoping you foul him hard enough that the shot doesn't go in. But unfortunately, it does for North Vermillion, and he knocks down the free throw as well.
Lead back to double digits, 31-21. Clock under 4 minutes in the ball game. Taylor penetrates, kicks to Naylor. Naylor shot on the way, in and out. Rebound. Wiltermood at the free throw line. Finds McClish. We got the weave again. Foul out front. It'll be on Naylor. That'll be his third. So McClish to the free throw line. That is the ninth foul. So this will be the last time. It'll be one in bonus. I'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale. Lover's Lane on it. Lover's Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville. And the Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton. First free throw by McClish is good. Lead has grown to 11, 32-21. Eppert will replace Taylor in the Falcon lineup. I suspect, Stephen, that we'll see the numbers continue to climb for Zion Taylor as he is recovering from a knee surgery. We didn't anticipate seeing him at all this season. Second free throw is also good by McClish. On the drive, Karen is fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. He will get two. So an opportunity to score with the clock stop. Still 3.5 minutes to go in this one.
Well, even with the knee surgery, as you said, I'm sure he's very hesitant, not sure quite what he can do with it yet, but he was still very effective in his penetration. Did a lot just to create plays for himself and for his teammates. So it's good to see him back in the lineup. He's definitely a difference maker.
Karen able to get the second free throw. That's a lead to 11, 33-22. Taylor and Pangolius will enter the lineup. We see Spencer Lewis heading back to the locker room, Stephen. Hopefully just a tape job. He was able to get up and get off the floor on his own. Into the front court. Johnson to McClish, McClish to Pangolius. Skip pass backside, Wiltermood. Brings it back to Pangolius right now. Good ball movement by the Wildcats in no hurry. They'd like to shorten this game as much as possible as they lead by 11. Wiltermood inside, McClish off glass, shot good. every time we've seen a Falcon run, the Wildcats have had the answer. Taylor's going to be fouled on the floor. Foul on Pangolius. That will be the sixth. Well, they're going to say he was shooting. I thought it was out on the floor, but my opinion does not matter. Taylor for two. He connects on the first.
Well, very creative by Taylor. As soon as he got that contact, he does go up in the shooting motion, and the official took the bait and is going to give him the two free throws.
Second one off the mark. Ball tapped around, pulled out by Wildermuth. Starts up the floor, slows things up between his back, around his back, between his legs, into the front court. McClish draws a double team out front, finds Wildermuth, penetrates. Pangolius on the baseline. He'll dribble back to his left. He draws a double team, able to get the ball to Wildermuth. Got to be careful on the sidelines and in the corners, and Wildermuth dribbles the ball out of bounds. Falcon basketball.
Well, still 22 left to go. It is a 12-point game. So North Vermilion has a lot of ground to make up here, and you got to get a lot of turnovers like that to get back into it.
Steven, and a lot of points in a little over 2 minutes when you've only scored 23, as Taylor's going to get the kiss off glass for the basket. Lead down to 10, 35-25. Timeout North Vermilion. It's a 30. We'll take one as well. You listen to high school basketball on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
It's a Valentine Day sale all week long at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless pork loin roast and top sirloin steaks are on sale. Fresh asparagus, chewy fudge brownies, and IGA ice cream are on sale. Plus, there's the family pack meat sale going on all week long. Save on beef, pork, and chicken. Roses, bouquets, Valentine cupcakes, and cookies are all waiting for you at IGA.
Welcome back, South Vermilion. We're down to 2:08 to go in this one. It's a 10-point lead for the Wildcats. They have the basketball. Ball comes in to Wildermuth, up the floor to Johnson. Three on two on the backside, and it's a flush one more time for the big man. Braden Calvert, give the assist to Johnson. Lead back to 12 on the bounce. Kilgore to the basket, and his pass, good hustle by a host of players. It's going to, believe it'll remain Falcon basketball. About three or four players on the floor. Good hustle. Clock down to 1:49. Perfect execution against that Presti. Couple of passes. Johnson attacks off the dribble. Realizes he's got a three-on-two situation. Finds Calvert with the bounce pass. Foul will be on Wildermuth. That'll be his first. Taylor back to the free throw line. And he adds a dimension, Stephen, that I think the Falcons have really missed without him, and it's his creativity, his ability to get the ball to the basket off of the bounce. And I think the more you see him play, his teammates are going to understand that if they can get themselves spotted up on the perimeter, he's going to draw enough attention at penetration that they're going to get some pretty good looks. 1-2 at the free throw line against the press. Ball into the front court, picked up by Calvert. Calvert to Johnson, his jumper on the way, it's short. Rebound Wildermuth, off glass, good. Lead at 13, 39-26, clock at 1:20. Kilgore on the dribble in paint, spins around, kicks it to Naylor. Naylor shot on the way. It rattles in and out, and it will be a foul, I believe, on North Vermilion. Foul is on Trevor Eppert. That will be his fifth. That will send Johnson to the free throw line. An excellent block out. Woolwine will replace Eppert. Future X scoreboard empty tonight, Steven. I haven't come up with any scores. I don't know if you have.
I haven't yet, but
Brandon Good at the free throw line for the first. He'll get a second. He was going to get the second anyway. It is a 10th foul on North Vermilion. Double bonus situation. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound Kilgore. Kilgore on the dribble to Ellis. Taylor on the cut. Going to be fouled, I believe. On the floor. He'll head to the free throw line for a one-on-one. Foul on Wiltermood, his second. First free throw good by Taylor. Invite you to stay tuned to our Fountain Trust post-game show. We'll recap this one. Cover the statistics. Have some post-game awards to hand out. And, of course, fill you in on a very busy schedule here on WXI. Calvert gets the ball inside the three-point line. Couple of dribbles, makes a nice ball fake to push the defense away, gets the easy one inside. Woolwine has a shot blocked by Calber, comes up with the loose ball, and I believe North Vermillion gets a timeout at 47.1. It's a full timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to High School Basketball from South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Why buy from your local Overpeck Gas Company? We accept new customers sharing the same great rate and sincere commitment to 24-hour star service. Studies show that each dollar you spend at local independent business returns three times more money to our local economy. Now that's a benefit we cannot afford to lose. Locally owned and operated for 60 years, Overpeck Gas Company. 765-597-2201 or toll free 800-536-2201.
From Crocs, lots of signs, and rare tobacco baskets to primitives and other treasures, the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors is Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5. Georgina and Scott Bettis share your love for antiques and collectibles at Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville.
Back to South Vermillion. Free throw good by Taylor. Pressure in the backcourt. Pass picked off by Ellis. Ellis for three. His shot short. Rebound Wildermuth. And he is fouled in the backcourt at 21.9. Down 12. Wildermuth will get a couple of free throws. Wildermuth's not going to score a lot of points tonight, Stephen, but he's done another phenomenal job of running the offense, playing hard on the defensive end.
Another thing, too, it's been very impressive to see South Vermillion, how deep they're able to go into their bench. I believe they went about nine deep, and they all played significant minutes.
Kilgore's pass out front to Taylor. No look pass inside to Woolwine. Finds himself too far into the basket. Pass picked off by Pangolius. Should be able to hold the basketball and run the clock out as the Falcons will back off. And your final score from South Vermillion, it's the Wildcats 42, North Vermillion 30. Stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
From Crocs, lots of signs, and rare tobacco baskets to primitives and other treasures, the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors is Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5. Georgina and Scott Bettis share your love for antiques and collectibles at Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the Fountain Trust Company postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights.
He'll take the three and bury it. Kinsey West, the three, and it's over.
He goes to the right, puts the shot up.
The postgame show is being brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company with 11 banking centers, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. This is high school basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to South Vermillion and our Fountain Trust postgame show. Talking to a parent of the Lady Wildcats as we wish them the best of luck tomorrow night. They will clearly be the favorite tomorrow night against the Lady Vikings of West Vigo. And then we wish them the best of luck as we hope that they're in Saturday night's championship game against host Owen Valley. But get back to this one, a 42-30 win for South Vermillion. Stephen, 11-7 on the year for the Wildcats. Run the record to 4-1 in conference play. After a rough patch where they lost three straight, they now responded by winning 4 of 5, and I think right now you're looking at a team that's getting healthier, and Coach Neville's done a nice job of building some depth, developing some players into roles that we didn't see earlier in the year, and a team I think clearly is headed in the right direction.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that does play big dividends for you as you get into that potential section of where you might, depending upon the draw, play 3 games in a week. Or a back-to-back weekend as you get to Friday, Saturday, having those extra legs, those fresh legs, can really go a long way for you as you get deep into that week. But, you know, South Vermillion, I think, just really controlled things from the get-go. Offensively, neither team was able to put a whole lot of points up on the board, but you never felt like South Vermillion was scrambling or felt like they were rushed. And I think that says a lot about the confidence of this team, the trust that they have within each other. Coach Neville has done a terrific job with this group, and they have, I think, very, very clear objectives on what it is that they want to do night in and night out. And every player goes in, executes their role extremely well. Certainly something that goes, you know, goes without saying, you got to have to win games.
Well, and you see things on the floor that, as an ex-coach and as a fan, that I really like to see. You see kids congratulating each other. You see kids talking to each other. And that tells me that it's not about me. It's about we. It's about this team. And that's what will propel you into big things come tournament time. And we saw that a lot from South Vermillion. And obviously not a lot of offense, just 42 points. But quite honestly, got off to a good start. I think led by as many as 15 early, 18-3, and North Vermillion able to get as close as 5 or 6, but North Vermillion a couple of runs in the second half, but South Vermillion had the answer both times as they ran the lead back to double digits. They end up winning the game by 12, but give up 30 points in a ball game, you're doing an awful lot on the defensive end as well. Doesn't take a lot of offense when you only give up 30 points.
Right, and it was very spirited by North Vermillion in that second half. Definitely a much better effort from them. They looked much more comfortable. Offense certainly came about to a greater clip than what we saw in the first half. You know, they only scored 9 at halftime, and they finished the game with 30. So you put up 21 points in the second half. South Vermillion scores 22 in the second half, so you take away those first two quarters, and they played very evenly for the rest of the game. But that first half, they just their offense was very stagnant. They weren't sure how they were going to combat Braden Cowher in the post, and that's one of those things that you talk about all week. This is going to be our strategy. We have a 6'10 player in the post. We're not going to be able to drive it in there unless we ball fake or get passes. But you just can't replicate that in practice until you get out on the floor. So it took them a while to figure it out, but they got it figured out. North Vermillion with the addition of Taylor, in addition to all the other players that we've seen really grow and develop and be the fun team that we've seen them become. Is definitely heading in the right direction as well.
Stephen, you took the words out of my mouth. There's just no way in practice that you can replicate playing against somebody that's 6'10 and has a wingspan that is even taller than that. based on the length of his arms and his jumping ability. And he's just a difference maker on that defensive end. He forces you to play a different way. And we saw that tonight. And when South Vermillion as a team can force their opponent to have to play half-court offense, I think they're just a very difficult team to play with. We've seen that many times throughout the year. We're going to take a commercial break here in our Fountain Trust post-game show. We'll see if Coach Neville's going to head up here. He's getting a lot of congratulations right now. But we'll go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll either have an interview with him or we'll cover statistics and hand out post-game awards. You're listening to our Fountain Trust post-game show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Buying a new car is exciting. At Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, you can save thousands. We'll match any dealer's price, and we won't be undersold. Find exactly what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you. With our price match standard, you won't find a better deal anywhere. We won't be undersold. Make your way to Clark Chevrolet. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
When you buy from Clark Chevrolet, we'll send you cookies.
Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School. We're joined by the head coach of the South Vermillion Wildcats, Mr. Sean Neville. Coach, congratulations. 42-30, another Wabash River Conference win. You're now 11-7 on the year, 4-1 in conference play. You've responded after three straight losses, winning 4 of 5, and
we
you're getting healthy, and things really seem to be headed in the right direction.
Yeah, the flu bug hit us this week. We had Cooper Terry out with the flu. Jace Myers was out with the flu, and then a few JV guys as well. So, if it's not the injury, it's something else. But we're starting to get healthy, get everyone back. And like we talked about last time, just setting up that depth while people were hurt is really beneficial now. So,
well, and it really showed tonight. It was at times was difficult for us to keep track of all the substitutions in and out. But can't say enough about the defense tonight. You give up 30 points. North Vermillion, not a big team offensively, but they average right at 50 points per ball game. I thought you did an excellent job of not allowing Ellis to really get in the flow of the ball game. He's been their leading scorer on the year.
Yeah.
But I thought the defense with him was in particularly very good tonight.
Yeah, we talked about Ellis and Eppert kind of all week, about them being kind of scorers. And, I thought we did a fantastic job on them. Spencer came in with Cooper out and was able to guard Eppert and did a really pretty good job. I was worried about him, inside, outside, but Spencer did a fantastic job defending him. So, yeah, anytime you can give up 30 points, that's definitely a good thing.
Well, and they had some adjustment struggles early in the ball game. Braden had one of those ball games where he's just a factor on both ends of the floor. And when he is the presence on the defensive end that he was tonight, teams are going to struggle against you defensively, against you offensively.
Right, yeah. I mean, he just does so many things. And, he's starting – he was playing well at the beginning of the year, but now, he's just kind of adding more and more things to his repertoire. Offensively, he's kind of driving a little bit more, which, he had a couple layups on that. And, just not a post-up player anymore. So, on the defensive end, block shots, he's big to have in there.
Well, one of the things that we really enjoy and something that stood out to me tonight was I always like when I see kids talking to each other, congratulating each other, because that's a pretty good indication that I'm a lot more concerned about us as a team than I am me as an individual. And we see that an awful lot. And I'm going to kind of point somebody out. Mason Wilderman doesn't score a lot of points for you, but handles the ball. His defense is very good, and he's a leader that is really an impact player.
Yeah, it's great to have a senior leader at point guard. And we've talked all year, one of the things that I wanted to improve over the course of the year was our communication and just, you know, just our overall fire to be ready to play. You know, if you watch us early in the year, you know, we came out kind of lackadaisical a lot of times, and we really stressed that, like, hey, we got to start fast. We got to be ready to go from the beginning. And the last few games, we've been able to do that.
Well, and I would assume that a big reason for that, Coach, is you've done a nice job of developing depth on the bench. You mentioned you've got two players. Well, Cooper Terry's been a starter for you the majority of the year. Jace Myers spells the big man, but you've created some competition. And when you've got competition in practice, you know that you've got to bring it every day. If you're going to get minutes come game time, your energy level better be a little bit higher, or you're going to find yourself sitting.
Right. We've talked about that all week, you know, since I've been here as well, as you know, practice is where you earn minutes, and they've really bought into that. They've seen it happen. You know, when you play well and you play hard in practice, that's going to translate into games. So we've really worked to try to build that. You know, five seniors. You know, a lot of, you know, people kind of ask, is that a lot of seniors starting when you have a big junior class as well? And you know, I said, you know, I think they can all bring something. You know, it may not be right now, but by the end of the year, they're all going to have their niche, they're all going to have their role, and I think finally they're all getting it. So,
well, and I think that's important as you try to develop your program as to what you want it to be and to sustain it year in and year out. I think seniors are very important, whether it's it's on the floor, it's behind the scenes stuff, it's the leadership, it's the communication. You know, it's little things that make a big difference. And so seniors are very important as much for off the floor as they are on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have three great ones with Jacob and with Matthew and with Jace. The ones that don't play as much as Mason and Braden do, but, you know, they're there at practice every single day and they're working hard, and they push each other. They push the other guys. You know, and when you have that, it just makes everything else flow a little better.
Well, Coach, I believe your next ball game is going to be a road at home game. As you play in town at CRC against North Putnam on
Saturday.
We're
hoping for a big crowd. You know, my assistant coach wanted us to bring a game there just to see the
atmosphere.
Always
fun. And, it's always fun. I've covered several games there. But
we're excited about it.
North Putnam, so an opportunity for another W to keep things rolling. And hopefully an afternoon game for the – well, we know it will be an afternoon game for the boys, but then we hope travel in the evening over the valley for the Lady Wildcats.
Hopefully they you know, they play West Vigo on Friday night, but hopefully we can go 2-0 on Saturday with Coach McCoy, and they can get a win on Friday and Saturday night as well.
And we hope so, too, because if that happens, our next broadcast here is a week from Saturday against Rockville. And I'm sure if that happens, that game will probably have to be rescheduled because we'll be covering the girls someplace. But definitely that would be worth it. Well, Coach, congratulations once again. 4-5, you win this one. 42-30.
Yep,
4-1 in conference play, 4 games over .500. Keep things rolling.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take our last commercial break on our Fountain Trust post-game show. When we come back, we'll cover statistics from the game and hand out our three post-game awards. Our Fountain Trust post-game on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School one last time. Steven, let's recap tonight's statistics.
Well, your final score was South Vermillion 42, North Vermillion 30. As we said, it was a 20-9 game at halftime, so offense definitely picked up for both teams as we got into the second half, and very, very balanced scoring in that second half of action for both teams, 22 for South Vermillion, 21 for North Vermillion. for the Falcons, unfortunately, as we have said, they were on the losing end of the game tonight. They do get several players into the scoring column, which you certainly are proud of. If you're a coach, it makes it very difficult to scout a team if you have several players scoring, and they did that tonight. But Zion Taylor comes back, and I guess it's his first game, his return on the year, debut of 2018, and he finishes with 7 points. He was the leading scorer for North Vermillion. He finished 1 of 3 from the field, but goes 5 of 8 from the free throw line. You have 6 points then that were chipped in by Kurt Karen. He was 2 of 4 shooting, 1 of 2 from the free throw line as well. A couple players with 4 points, Trevor Eppert and Lane Woolwine, each with 4. Both of those players go 2 of 5 from the field. Gage Woodard and Christopher Ellis finished the game with 3 points. Jonathan Kilgore with 3 points as well. As a team, North Vermillion shot 6 of 16 for 38% from two-point range. Behind the arc, they were 4 of 17 for 24%. And from the free throw line, they shot 6 of 10. South Vermillion's leading scorer was Braden Calber. He finished with 17 points. 6 of 10 shooting for him. He was 5 of 6 from the free throw line as well. Bryce McLeish and Spencer Lewis each finished with 8 points. Spencer was 4 of 5 from the field. Bryce just 2 of 11, but he does go 4 of 6 from the free throw line to add to his total. Brandon Johnson has 7 points tonight, 2 points to Mason Wiltermood. Both of those do come from the free throw line. As a team, South Vermillion was 16 of 29 for 55%. Did not convert any point behind the arc tonight. They were 0 for 5. Which they were 0 for 5 at half, so no attempts for them behind the three-point line at all in the second half. And then they were 10 of 16 for 62% from the free-throw line. Unofficially in the game, South Vermillion finishes with 9 turnovers, and North Vermillion finishes the game with 11.
Thank you, Stephen. Outstanding job as always. It's now time for our 3 post-game awards. Our play of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, goes to the big man in the middle, Braden Calber. Leads the Wildcats in scoring tonight with 17 points, but his work on the defensive end, definitely a game changer tonight. Braden Calber, our Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning Player of the Game, our High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC. Brandon Johnson, a junior, 7 points in the ball game. A nice job of distributing the basketball. Solid work on the defensive end. Congratulations, Brandon Johnson, our High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC. And our 6-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Junior guard Zion Taylor off the bench tonight, leads the Falcons in scoring with 7 points. As we mentioned, his first action tonight, and we look forward to him regaining strength and getting his conditioning level. We know that he is going to be a factor come tournament time for North Vermillion. Congratulations, Zion Taylor, our 6-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Future X Industry scoreboard. Pretty light tonight. We do have 2 scores. South Putnam, 6 better than Rockville, 63-57. Seeger, 62. Riverton Park, 52. I'd like to thank Lee back in the studio for another outstanding job engineering tonight's broadcast. Appreciate all of our sponsors for the support of our local communities and high school sports on the True Oldies. Appreciate those of you who tuned in tonight. Hope you enjoyed tonight's ball game. Invite you to join us tomorrow night. We're back to girls basketball. Sectional play at North Vermillion. Game 1, Rockville and Turkey Run will be last time those two schools will match up in girls basketball. So please tune in. Lady Wildcats will play the second game at Owen Valley. You can catch that game on 92.7 WFNB, our sister station. That is located in Brazil. So a couple of important ball games tomorrow night. The second game at North Vermillion, Faith Christian and Attica, we will not cover, but we are guaranteed the championship game on Saturday night from North Vermillion. For Stephen Hartman, Jim Foster, thanks for tuning in. Have a nice evening, and we hope you join us tomorrow night for more high school basketball on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.